The so-called Three Strikes crime bill continues to generate controversy on Beacon Hill. Though the measure that blocks three-time convicted felons from parole was passed last year by both the House and the Senate, they approved different versions, and the plan has since stalled. Now, as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, activists and church leaders are also weighing in.
It was a varied group gathered at the Statehouse yesterday to pore over the Three Strikes bill, among them a Harvard professor, a former corrections official, and a lawmaker who supports the measure. Harvard law professor Charles Ogletree says important programs would have to be curtailed to pay for increased incarceration. Programs, he says, that would provide food or jobs.
All of that's going to be impacted by this nonsensical, mean-spirited bill that's being proposed now, and we have to stop it. Because people in California did the same thing, thinking they were going to be tough on crime, and now the Supreme Court has told them, either you let thousands of people go, or we will. That's what happens when you have a short-sighted proposal.
The U.S. Supreme Court last year ordered California to reduce its inmate population because of unconstitutional overcrowding and inadequate mental health and medical care for inmates. Former Massachusetts Corrections Commissioner Kathleen Dennehy says the bill in this state is too broad and would increase costs and crowding at Massachusetts jails and prisons, which are already at 143% capacity.
We're at a critical juncture here. We need smarter choices for safe communities. We need to consider all the facts before we advance yet another tough-on-crime piece of legislation. We need a rigorous assessment of the costs and the impacts associated with this.
Critics say this bill would add about $125 million a year to Massachusetts' $1 billion a year corrections budget. But supporters say there would be only minimal cost increases, which they say would be outweighed by improved public safety. At a separate appearance yesterday, Governor Deval Patrick reiterated the point he made in his State of the Commonwealth address this week about what he supports.
A balanced bill that has some reforms on the habitual offender side, to be as tough as we should be on the worst of the worst, and also some changes on the sentencing side, so that we have a smarter way of dealing with nonviolent drug offenders.
But the Reverend Eugene Rivers is concerned. He's calling for a meeting with the governor and the state's religious leaders about the legislation. Rivers says there are racial undertones to the proposals because more than 50% of Massachusetts inmates are Black and Latino.
We call on the Black religious leadership of this state to have the boldness and the courage to challenge Caesar when he's Black.
Rivers also wants state lawmakers to revisit the legislation. Both the House and Senate versions of Three Strikes would dramatically increase the types of crimes for which an offender could be sentenced to life in prison without parole. Right now in Massachusetts, murder is the only crime that carries that sentence. The new legislation would outline some 24 felonies for which a third-time offender would automatically be sent to prison for life. Republican State Representative Dan Winslow supports the House bill but says there should be more dialogue. And Winslow maintains that lawmakers must act.
We've had people serving multiple life sentences being discharged to the street in Massachusetts where they have been free to and in fact have committed repeat violent crime. That's wrong.
Negotiations on the House and Senate bills are on hold while the House considers additional provisions. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.